נכנס עודו מרבי בשמחו מחלק הסתק the first day ראש חוידש, the second day ראש חוידש אבל I don't want to go into that שיילה הסתק if the חיוב starts from tonight or you could wait till tomorrow night to start the חיוב שמחו but באמס all of us at least most of us you know, everyone looks forward to for Purim. Yeah, well, it's the Yom Tov from the Ha'ilu Mateo for sure, yeah. And if a person doesn't prepare himself in the right way for Purim, so Purim comes, and he tries to be happy, and Nebuch, you know, he doesn't manage to be happy, he doesn't know how to be happy, he really wants to be happy. He tries to hire some cars, maybe to go with some people. Maybe it will make him happy. He tries, maybe he'll go to Azazel das Purim, maybe it will make him happy. Maybe he'll go here, it will make him happy. Already, you know, for 2 weeks he's busy, how he will be happy in Purim. Yeah? And then he gets drunk, and the Bichlal doesn't realize that Purim passes through. But everyone wants Be'etzem to have the Maile of Purim, to be Yitza with Purim, with the Pesat Tfisa, with but happens in our hands to be yitzah with a Purim, and all of us want to be yitzah with a Purim. And if a person doesn't prepare himself, if a person doesn't work on himself, the simcha of Purim doesn't come me'elov. The simcha of Purim doesn't come me'elov. And Shaitan Sforim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, Klal Yisrael have a lot of yomim tovim. We have happy days, we have sad days, we have serious days, we have fasting days, we have Yom Tov Dika days, holy days, all different kinds of Yom Purim. We have Tisha B'Av, we have Rosh Hashanah, we have Yom HaKippurim, we have Yom Tov, we have Chanukah. There's all different days in Klal Yisrael, and all of them are be'etzem needed for the right way, for the right surah of a isha Yehudi. Now, what we need simcha, but we want simcha, or we try to be in simcha, it's not grade. It's not grade. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it like that. A person needs simcha. A person, if there is Hashem besimcha, boyu lefolo birnono. תחס אשר לבט את השם הלכךו משמחו ומתויב לבו. הקדוש ברוך הוא wants is עבוד את השם בשמחו. This is the עבוד. There's one day that this is the day that this is the אבי הוויס of the שמחה. This is the צורה of the שמחה. This is the אבי הוויס. That אלי כתוג את פורים. פורים כפורים. אבל זה עבוד את שמחה. And if a person doesn't prepare himself, doesn't get ready to have the right simcha, so Purim comes, and I'm saying he's a Nebuch, he looks for ways how to become happy, he tries to become happy, it doesn't happen. And Nebuch, he starts to scratch, to jump, oh, yo, yo, all different things, to make him happy. And every time he remembers when he was younger, it was much more gishmak. So you hear sometimes from Nebuch the Kibbutz, Achmanis, Kranke Bachim, yeah? They want to go back to the old yeshiva for Purim. Why? They're scared that they will not find a place to be, you know, there, the collector, the Chvesnish, all different Zachim, yeah? Even the ones that don't go, inside of them they want to go, Amishana, yeah? But I'm saying, they're missing the Moshim. Rabbi Yashiv, you think in Purim he's missing Epes? You think Shishanis Yankiv in the Shul? No, so the Chazanish. They read the Megillah, they danced Shoshanas Yankee for a minute, and this was his Purim, he was very happy. They're missing Epes. We feel if we will not be Epes somewhere, you know, we're trying to chab the Malachim, yeah? It's a Nebuchkeit. It's for sure it's a Nebuchkeit. And maybe when you're a little kid, so you're really not mature, so when you got dressed up, oh, you're very happy. So you remember, when you're a little kid, Purim was mine, everything was good when you're a little kid. Now it's a chance to avoid how to make yourself happy. Because now already, you're not a nobody. So to be happy from just making some noises, blowing up at us, you don't become happy. But the tzad sheni, you don't know how to be happy. And you know, you think that it's not negia. The older you get, the problem gets more serious. When you're bachur chodesh, you know, you go around somewhere, you get married, you're stuck in your house even, yeah? Some gilad try to schlep up, noch 1 year or two, yeah? And then so. So what's tut melalaisa? What's tut melalaisa? So this is the reason I'm starting, because this week and next week, then already it's shin. And I'm pulling already. If you want to start to work on it, it's for sure you have to have these 14 days that you could work on it. To go to the Madrege, to the Spitz Madrege that the Es Hashem will get to, that it's Hodar Kibluah B'meach HaShveirosh, that the person is Mekabel Teiro Me'ahavo, Meklar Yisrael Mekabel Teiro again, Bepurim. This is the Spitz of the Simcha. The Spitz of the Simcha has to lead you to come to Hodar Kibluah B'meach HaShveirosh. I'm so happy to Mekabel the Teiro, I'm excited to Mekabel the Teiro, Hodar Kibluah B'meach HaShveirosh. This really is the goal we're trying to get to. We're trying to be masber at the shtickle. Trying to be masber at the shtickle. Everyone thinks, spoke about it a couple times, if you would be in the time, Lama Zogin, if Mordechai West, you would hold for Mordechai or you would not hold for Mordechai? So Avada is Poshut. That if we would be in this man of Mordechai the Hester, we would be against Mordechai. No shaila about it. We would not be dancing in Purim, we would be upset with Mordechai. There's no shaila. Why? What was the story of the Megillah Be'etzim? The story of the Megillah was that Mordechai, Achashverosh made a Suda, a very big Suda. And he called everyone to come to the Suda. Mordechai said, you're not allowed to go. Why? It's only Mehadrim, yeah? He said, yeah, but it's kosher. I said, everyone goes. I mean, Allah, they see everyone. All the chasnas, everyone eats there, yeah? Mordechai said, it's not always gehalten. But he said, we don't understand. Everyone is going. Mordechai said, yeah, we don't go to, you know, singing nights, all these achim. We don't go. You know, it's keilim, mikeilim, shoyim. We don't go. It's the chum. They told Mordechai, please. Everyone is going. Yeah? Everyone went. Yeah, everyone is going. Mordechai was the only one that didn't go. Then Achashverosh took Haman. He made him choshev a person. He gave him a tabas. Everyone has to mishtach with the Haman. Haman puts up a getchke. Al pi aloche, Moshe Hashem has four eitzes what to do. There's one eitzah you lie on the floor before he comes, so you're not mishtach with it. It's dude. It's another. There's a lot of eitzes. Mordechai decides, no, he'll be a frumer. Yeah, he'll burn the shekels. Lamazon. Yeah. And I said, no, the Rabbanim in America said that it's mutter. Allah take him, yeah? Mordechai says it's no chokhmas. So I'm in the Zohar, you know, Gvar Yavah. Mordechai stands. Again, there's a lot of the teichim al pi halacha. Haman asks, who is Mordechai? They tell him he's Jewish. He says, oh, kill all of you. Lama Zohar, they'll tell him he's from Turkey. Well, kill all Turkeys, yeah? Ki gidlo es am Mordechai, ze shtet megile. Ki gidlo es am Mordechai. He wanted, not because he wanted to send me, he wanted to kill the Yidin. Oh, I'm the Golish with the Yidin. Ham Mordechai stal, ve even is mein of the shlech yad of Mordechai levade. Ki gidlo es am Mordechai. At least this is what he said. Maybe inside he thought something else. But the official excuse was, Mordechai stal up with me, I'm killing all the Yidin. Mordechai gets up to everyone, it's because you ate in that meal. Because you know, you're not married with Ibadat because of that it happens. You went to David Singer for Shabbos, because of that there's no rain, yeah? So, they told Mordechai in Shuk. When we went, had a Heksha with Kosher al Pi Halacha. You decided to be a Pesach HaFrumt. You made Haman angry. You Roidef Gantz Klal Yisrael, Pi Halacha Yavadin of a Roidef. And now you're telling us it's our problem? So, Mordechai says we have to start the Daven. Mordechai starts the Daven. In the end, they find out that Mordechai's ex-wife, Bansom, is married to the king. So he asked her, please tell the king to kill Haman. So the king said, yeah. You know, she gave him some wine. And the king said, yeah. Mordechai said, you see, Yadavi did tshuva, Hashem saved us. Lama machla yontef. This is Bansom what happened in the Megillah. No one thought different. why I'm saying that. Chazal say that haste, what is the nest of the Megillah? Be'etzem, it didn't look like a nest such a long period of time. But when you read all the little stories together, you see the nest of the Megillah. This is Shlav Aleph. Shlav Bet, if you look very good at the Megillah, no one felt that it was a nest. We know, Chazal tell us, Pung Fakert, Chazal tell us. Mamish Fakert, Chazal tell us. Be'etzem was a kloyo because they ate in that chasana. They went to these shows. So because of that, Klal Yisrael Mechuyav Klaya. If Mordechai was not Meisar Nefesh, so Klal Yisrael would be destroyed, Chas V'Shalom. No boss. Mordechai was Meisar Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem. He didn't have to, he could have moved away, but he wanted to be Meisar Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem. While Mordechai was Meisar Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem, so Mordechai deserved to be saved. Agav Mordechai, everyone saved. Everyone was saved. It's Loshen HaPosuk. Zerah Shveli Chabda. Im Zerah Yehudi Mordechai, Im Achiloisa Limpa Lefol of Nabasidus. Come on. Now we have the Ganser Maise. If that story is with Mordechai and he's winning you, I know everything is over. You're sucked into that matzav. Because the Mesiris Nefesh. The father of a bacher in yeshiva, a man, this Yeshaya, told me yesterday, Givaldike Maise. When the son told me he had the Maise, so I called the father. I said, I hear such a Maise. I called, it was 3 o'clock by night. I told him, no, I have to share with you the Maise. Tell me the Maise. I heard little pieces from your son. Tell me the Maise. So this person, Choshev Yid, Mamish Choshev Yid, Choshev Alabas, has two sons in yeshiva. Mamish Choshev Yid. That's fine. 14 years ago, he went to a show in Las Vegas. It's a place in America full of Aveiras. And there they make all the shows that for people that sell Zachen, he was there. And he saw how bad it is. Different places there, he couldn't. All the Phoenicians there. And it was Mekabel on himself. To dear, he doesn't go back. He doesn't go back. Doesn't make a difference what it'll be. He saw the Nisayan there. He was standing with the Nisayan. Not his fault, but Lemaise was a Nisayan there. And he saw, oh Hashem, he was saving the Nisayanas there. He said, for dear, he doesn't go back anymore. And for 14 years, he has a very big clothing company, manufacturer, and he doesn't go back. This year, no, if you know, but in the world, the matter of the money is nishtazei megiven amol. So this year, he decided, also he don't go. All of his brothers, partners, don't listen, we're all going to close our factory. So, we don't have no orders. It's not lemaisedik. Not lemaisedik, you know. No, if you don't go there, it's ice, you have to come. He said, I'm not coming. I mean, he met a friend of his, a guy. Tony, his name is. And he told him, the guy is a frum guy. He told him, someone will give you $1 million now. You're not going to go down. So Las Vegas, what, you're such a Kabbalah, you're a Kabbalah on yourself? He told him, I will close my company and I'm not going down. See? Everyone went. It was mamish like a shtick of tie to the family, a shtick of, you know, it's mamish pekuach nefesh. The whole parnos of the whole mishpacha was totally dead. And in this present moment, there's nothing there. I'm sure the technical zachem said doesn't make a difference. I will starve for bread. I'm not going. Year 14, I had a kabbalah. I saw the nisyon is there. I was becoming myself. It's not for me, and I'm not going. Say that. Stays in his office. Everyone goes. Last week. But the Shabbos, everyone leaves the show. He stays in New York. Monday he comes to the office, you know, he's the only one there. And the phone rings. And so going, it's a place, I think Kiznitz, I don't know, a country somewhere. I don't know exactly how to say it exactly. Something like Kuznitz, Kiznitz, the name Genoi. That's a Mumcha and Dizachem. The kids are my say, it's a Goim, and the Semish Goim. They told him, they need, now they're going to China next week. They have a huge company. and they need to mini factor a lot, mamish, hoin otsum. He never saw these numbers. Yeah, hoin otsum. And, you know, so they called all the companies. No one is around. All the mini factories are in the shop. So they decided to try one of the Jewish companies, yeah? So they called him. They don't know him from nowhere. They just looked in his resume that he's a Hoshavik company. If he's masking to fly down, the guy that's in charge of the sales, that because they need to manufacture to show what they need when they're around. They're leaving next week to China, so they can't be here. So they want to make now an order of mamish. Hoin, hoin, chain, kedugmose. Say it. Why not? So he called this guy that is, you know, the worker that is in charge and doing these things. He says, no, we need you to fly down from Monday till Friday. They need to be there. That worker is a Friday yid. Shtickle, you know, starting to become Jewish. But Mekitzer. So the guy says, say no, no problem. So because we saw all the details. Mishnah Masada the details. So it comes out that if he comes back Friday, he's landing in New York 4:30. So he tells his worker, and showed it, but you know, I can't send you in the business if you're coming back Friday because you're Michal Shabbos. So the guy said, you know, but it's your business. I smoke in Shabbos anyway. What do you want from me? He says, I don't do business in Shabbos. So he says, okay, so you know, I will not go. He says, so don't go. He said, your company will close. I keep Shabbos. I'm not going now. Hashem is bringing me from another Nisayim. I'm not going to be Nisayim on this Nisayim. So the worker said, you know what? I'm asking. I will stay in the hotel in Kiznik, when I call my place, till Sunday afternoon, and then I'll come back. So, but you have to promise me you're not going around, you're not doing no melocha. If you might work over Shabbos, it's for the company, I will do it. I'm working here for 14 years. We're going to crash if not. So the guy goes. He comes there. So they ask him, where are you staying? Tell where you're staying. And the guy tell him, oh, you're staying till Sunday. You know, it's so good because the truth is, we have another order that we really wanted Monday. And we're not so sure about this. So we didn't tell him. But if you're ready here, you know what? So just maybe you could extend your ticket for another 2-3 days. We just want to order another cheftza. So I call myself a spoiler, you know, he was everybody saying, what all of them did in the show, yeah, doesn't come to the toes of what he did, yeah? So it's garnish, yeah, it's mamish. So I told him, what's the pshat? So he told me, I'll tell you what I think is the pshat. So because for 14 years that I didn't go to the show, and this year I didn't go to the show, I was happy that I'm listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I was doing it b'simcha that I'm listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. While I was happy that I was doing it b'simcha, Kadosh Baruch Hu could have paid me back all different times. Hashem could have paid me during the year. He could have given me the money when the whole world was making money. But then I would not know that from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem waited when there's no money. When the whole world is not making money. But then you know, like this, you think, oh, I'm such a hush of a company. Everyone's making money. I also made money. Hashem would do it a week before, a week after, and I would not see. Hashem gave me back the Ahava. I was never, he told me, I'm committed on myself. Never for a second I was mitzvah that I decided not to go. And when I decided to tell the worker not to go for Shabbos, not that I thought, oh, so this is for this, Hashem will pay me, you know, 10 times more. I was so happy I could become a yid. Person has to know, the Simcha of Purim, the base of the Simcha of Purim is the Emuna b'Ribbono Shel Olam. A person that will not work on it, and 2 days before Purim, he will start to drink wine to be happy. What happens when he's drunk? He cries. Because he's so sad inside. He's so depressed of himself. He's so not happy with himself. So he tries to be happy. So if he's not drunk, he jumps. And he puts on all different kinds of costumes. And if he drinks a little bit, so all the dirt starts to spill out. And you see everyone, they, it's so nebach to see it. It's not nebach, rachmanis. That's how people are not embarrassed. Nebuch, broken pieces are going around here. We'll say it's not 7,000 Talmidim in the mirror, it's 14,000, you know, halves. Someone told me maybe even 21 turds. Yeah? Nebuch. We have 2 weeks. The matore, the avoide will be, Be'ezus Hashem, to come to Amadrege in Purim, if bitochen ba'Hashem, simcho ba'Hashem, zufriedenkeit, the spitz will be, when we'll be drunk in Purim, and we'll be happy in Purim, with that feeling. This is Simchas Purim. If a person manages to get to that knesh, to get to that simcha, and to stamp it by the dance, by the singing, he has a Purim. And that emunah could carry him for a whole year. But this is the time of the avoda. And Sforim state, in every tkufa, Kosh Boch gives the siyata dishmaya. This was Purim. Klal Yisrael saw. They saw that the bad was good. Someone said, what do they saw that the bad is good? The Haman was very big. Klal Yisrael was so sad that he was very big. Then he became even bigger. They were even more sad. Then they become even more bigger. Me'esr v'sheva medines. L'hashmid l'harig yisa Yehudim. Then when Achashverosh gave Haman's house to Mordechai, he said, Chaval that Haman didn't have even more. Such a shame, yeah? If Haman would be Mamish the king, Mordechai would be Mamish the king. Yeah? Whole story was, a person doesn't know what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from him. The avoid of the emunah of these days, so what is the tafkid? So Chazal tell us, Mishenichnas Odor Marbim Besimcha. It's not only time you're allowed to be happy. This is the avoda. The avoda is zufriedenkeit. How you start the avoda of zufriedenkeit? The way you start the avoda of zufriedenkeit is, happiness is, you start to daven shachris, the simcha. Oleinu l'shabeach la'adoin hakol, shelo yasomu kegoy ha'rotzois, shelo yisomonu kemishpacho yisra adomo, shelo yisom chalkeinu, shemishtachvim lohev, anachnu kuirim, mishtachvim moidim, lifnei melech malech amlochim. Oleinu l'shabeach la'adoin hakol. We're so happy. Matoivu alecho Yaakov. Every person different parts. In Sforim shteit, hachitzoini es moireres es apnimiyes. Remember that. Hachitzoini es moireres es apnimiyes. So in Purim, everyone is masked to that shita, yeah? Well, oyoyoy, it was born from that, yeah? It's a mistake. Because then already it's the Hallelus, and it doesn't go inside. And it's chaval, you know, you wait the whole year for Purim, and you miss Purim. Yeah? The whole year, you're waiting for Purim, yeah? From Moshe Rishchesh, you're waiting for Purim. But if a person starts, I'm tzufrid. Chob emunah d'ribayna shalayla. Chob emunah d'ribayna shalayla. It's a tchilas avoida. We'll get next week the tifra avoida. But tzufriedenkeit. I'm happy. Like in Purim, you wake up, I'm happy. And even if you're in a bad mood, you don't stay any dearer. You just move and do something. This whole 2 weeks, I'm happy. But happy and ruchnius. I believe the Ribbono Shel Olam means the good for me. Person 14 years. He saw an Nisayon in front of his eyes. I'm never here again. I know it's an Nisayon. I'm not here again. And I asked him, what was the Nisayon? I was embarrassed, you know. I'm a strictly nosy person. Yeah, I said, like, you know, I said, if I meet in the middle of the night, I'm allowed to ask. Like, tell me what? So he said, you know, it was not his fault, he said, Bichlal. Don't you go into the details? You know, someone was trying to machshil him. And he said, and he saw that it's an Nisayon. He buzzed the fire engine alarm in the hotel to take away the Nisayon. Someone was trying to convince him to do something bad, and he saw that maybe the Yitzhak could come. He buzzed the fire engine. said it was far. Don't think it was close to the Aveira. It was not far. But I saw the eyes of the Yitzhak. I pressed the fire engine. Said, Shtelzach to what happened there. So Shtelzach to what happened there. And I said, Vice State Hashem told me it's not my place here. It's a chosh of a yid. I don't believe it was an Isayan either. Yeah, I'm telling you. So I was trying to chop, but garnished. Garnished. And for 14 years, and he's going, and he has a family to support. And B'derech HaTeva, everyone is telling him, you will crash if you don't go now. And he said, if I decided when I knew what I'm deciding that I'm not going there, it's not a reason for me to be in such a place. And Hashem in that week sent him, it's Shaloi K'derech HaTeva. I mean, I'm a little bit covering some details that you're not chap who it is. Yeah? Shaloi K'derech HaTeva numbers, I'm telling you, nish normal. You got it, yeah, so. Not like maybe. And it's real, it's not like real estate that could fall apart, yeah? It's real stuff. Because he was happy. He told me, I was never mitzvah in my life for my decision. Never. Never for a second. Never. But we don't understand that. I'll tell you, another yid told me a maisa last week. A friend of mine, see, I remember, he's in Los Angeles, got it. He had to go somewhere for business. I don't know, I can't even try to remember that name of the place. Like, Mamish, the end of the world and left, you know? So we're like, kids, he said, he came to that place, and there everything is like Mesudar, Mamish. Kids, he has that meeting, every meeting is Mesudar. Kids, one meeting was pushed off from 10 to 11. So he had an hour. I didn't know what to do. So they decided near one of the hotels there, they'll go in the back of the hotel. It's like, it could be just going. No one is there. No one in the world goes down there. And they'll sit there for an hour, you know, relax in between waiting for the next meeting, appointment. So they go down there. And the goite, old goite, 60 years old, comes down to them. Tells him, you are the Jewish people? No, like your first time you saw Jewish people. So one person lives in that place, yeah. So like, Mamish, I'll tell you, far, far, and far. I mean, you're Jewish people? I said, yes. Like, they didn't know, who knows what trouble they're getting into. Tell me, how you feel to wake up in the morning to feel that you're the kids of the Ribbono Shel Olam? All of my life thinking, what these people feel when they wake up in the morning? And they know that they're the kids of the Mashefa. How about, you feel like special? Like you really feel special? Like you're the chosen people? Like tell me, what is that feeling? She said she's 75, she claimed. Yeah, she said, I'm 75 years, and I'm wondering to meet a Jew and to ask him, how do you feel when you wake up in the morning? So he said, yeah. We get up, and the first thing we said, thanks. My God. But this is the real way. A person has to take the emunah with him. It's 2 weeks. This is one thing. It's really getting late. The second thing is, and this is pashut. I don't know if you tried once to stick a paper at a wet wall. It's scotch tape, yeah? Even the big ones that are hanging outside of his medrash, yeah? Try to stick a paper at a wet wall. It doesn't go. The nefesh ha-yehudis is only happy with Torah. There's no way to make the person happy without Torah. Not child. I say, I'm a marshal. Take a car. Yeah? If you put gas in the car, it drives. Yeah? Some people say, how about to put gas? It's dirty and black. Put Coke. Pepsi, Mamish Tice, yeah? Put it inside. Tastier, lighter. Doesn't make so much dirty. Cheaper also. If one guy, you pay 5-6 shekel, yeah? No, it doesn't go. Why doesn't it go? Start to explain the person, tell you, this smells, this is tasty. This is dirty, this is clean. This is cheap. What? No, the car doesn't go. But you could argue with Morgan, but everyone knows that with gas, the car would move. With Pepsi and Coke, it would not move. I don't think we have to argue about that. And Kodesh Baruch Hu made a neshama. When it learns Torah and it does mitzvahs, it's happy. With Coke, it's not happy. It's not happy when it does Averas of its tam. It doesn't become happy. The neshama doesn't move when it doesn't have gas inside. The Yiddish neshama needs gas. Teira. It doesn't need coke. It needs gas. Doesn't it exist? It doesn't look like that. It looked that if I battle tzach the ganze tog, I'm happy. It also looked that if you put coke in the car, it's happy. I explained to you the difference. Take a little kid that doesn't know what driving means. He thinks when it beeps on the horn, then it drives, yeah? And the light goes on, for sure it's driving. So he puts coke in his car, and it beeps, and mamish givaldik, yeah? He puts on the lights, and it's givaldik, yeah? And you start to tell him, but you know, with coke, it doesn't go only with gas. So listen, beeps, givaldik, yeah? And the wheel moves the whole time, yes? And now that sometimes he has these little screens, his mamish sees that he's driving, yeah? He's very happy, the kid. This bachur is not like that kid. He bats in the morning, goes to chassas by night, yeah? He goes home early in the beginning is man, the end is man, Friday, Shabbos, you know, from the middle of the week to the end of the week, goes to Tzfas, Samuka, the Puach, all these places, yeah? All busy, he's so happy. Have a sugar, gas, coke. Nebach. But this is a shmuz for a different time. Klapi Purim. If you're not full with Torah, you will not be happy in Purim. It doesn't go. A person will not learn in these 2 weeks, and he will try to be happy in Purim, a shot of the tzeit. The most he'll be happy like this kid that is beeping in the car, but it's not a simcha amitis. It's not a simcha amitis. If a person wants to be happy in Purim, in these 2 weeks, I'm saying the first thing, next week we go to the higher madrege, but the first avoider is first to be happy the whole time. To swallow. I'm happy, I'm not in a bad mood, I'm happy, things are good, I'm happy, Baruch Hashem. You go into that atmosphere. It's the alibis. You can't start it in 1 minute. It's not as chitzonius, it's not primius. And second of all, you daven besimcha, you do mitzvahs besimcha, you come cheshik to the Seder, Beleidigkeit, on kvedus. So what is Amalek? V'idei Moshe kvedik. V'idei Moshe kvedik. I get up to make a sefer. There's a chavrus and I bring a sefer. Then you know the master's not Amalek now. Yeah? You can see something, you can see it coming in Bismarck, you see who's not Amalek. Yeah? Refidim Sharaf Yidei Matayah. Yidei Moshe Kvedus. Yidei Moshe Kvedus. This is Amalek. Kvedus. Avodas Hashem Bekalus. Simcha. And the second thing is to be learning. The Yitzhahorah knows that. He doesn't want us to be Besimcha. Rav Obis says a couple places in the Sefer. Atzvus is the worstest thing in Avodas Hashem. Simcha is the best thing. The Yitzhahorah doesn't let us have. Everyone knows that. When you're happy, you learn, you chat. When you're not happy, nothing goes. When you're in a good mood, you could daven like Moshe Tzarek. But not the mask, but everyone knows what it's Atzvus and happy is. Atzvus for sure everyone knows. Happy basically. But Atzvus for sure everyone knows what it is. Yeah? The Yitzhahorah doesn't want to let us to have a point. He's going out to fight. With missiles, with bumps, with all these noises. He's going to fight. He's not going to let us to have a Purim. He doesn't want us to have a Purim. Because he knows, if we have a Purim, we will win. We'll do Hadar Kiblu B'meach HaShveirosh. Be the biggest Kabbalah Satere. Yesh Samer Mamed Al-Sinai. Purim Kepurim. But if we will learn these 2 weeks, we'll not listen to him. We'll be lektach in learning. More from the beginning of Zman. Baruch Hashem, Adar Shtoros. Ki hem chayenu shteyd av Shtoros, yeah? Mamash Sugi said, you can't stop learning. And you learn it. And you'll be besimcha, Bez Hashem, when Purim comes, you'll be holding the madrege to get to the right simcha.